Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, how we doing, folks? Rich Van Tassel with you in the Zone Sports Radio Network, the Veracity Sports Show. It is Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Of course, we got the NFL season, which will be starting a week from tomorrow, and I believe the college football season. I saw a couple games last week. I don't know if that was the championship subdivisions, they call it now formerly 1AA. I don't know if there were any of the 1A, which would be the bowl subdivisions last week, but I would expect a game tomorrow. And, of course, we will be ramping up into the college football season come this weekend, so a lot of games getting started. Of course, the big news, something that I hadn't touched on yet. I was waiting to see everything that would happen. It basically has, and then it came back into the news again today, and that's the situation at Ohio State with Zach Smith and, of course, Urban Meyer now suspended for 3 games. A lot to talk about with that as we unpack it. We'll just go into basically what my feelings are first, then we'll talk about what happened with Zach Smith today. Those are all basically tied into one. A lot of things that you got to really talk about with this one. Now, as far as what Urban Meyer's responsibility is, I was not really able to find a 23-page report. It's a tough subject because clearly I don't buy all the stuff that, and we'll get into this as well. I think Ohio State did an absolute terrible job in, you know, trying to whatever public relations they were attempting with that entire press conference. You can talk about Urban Meyer not answering questions regarding Courtney Smith, which is Zach Smith's wife, press conference and coming out and making a statement. Sure, that was a bad look. I'm not going to pretend for 1 second they did well with that, but I mean, it really, in all honesty, as someone who, you know, has studied public relations in college, I don't, you know, I'm not really gotten into public relations, but, you know, this is a situation, you look at it, and they could have done a lot. I mean, you can lie a lot better than what Ohio State did. There was plenty of room to come away with something in that press conference, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. As far as what Urban Meyer's responsibility is, what he knew exactly, how close the relationship is with him and Zach Smith, how close is the relationship with Urban Meyer's wife and Courtney Smith, who is the ex-wife. I don't know what to really make of it. I know that Zach Smith was the grandson of Earl Bruce, who gave Urban Meyer a start. That was obviously something that played a role into it. But you're talking about situations that happened in 2009. This is 2018. That's 9 years ago. That's almost a decade ago. In 2015, and I believe that – I don't know when the divorce happened, but these are two people who got divorced. And you're talking about a text message that Urban Meyer may have – you know, wife may have told him about. And look – of course, I got to tie this all in with what Urban Meyer said. I don't buy for 1 second any of this memory loss crap. Okay, I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me that, you know, he didn't realize about it. But, you know, you're talking, I mean, what is Urban Meyer's responsibility for something that happened in a marriage 9 years ago that the police didn't, you know, report a crime in? I mean, whatever happened in 2015, that was 3 years ago. You know, I believe there was an arrest, but no conviction. I mean, where does Urban Meyer really come in to accept the responsibility? And I'm not saying that as like asking where is it as far as, oh, no, Urban, how could you not have done this? I'm saying, you know, how does anyone who's all over Urban Meyer, where do you come up with the standard for this is something he should step in for? I don't know. I really don't know what to say about that. You have the Title IX situation, of course. I felt that if Urban Meyer was going to lose his job, it would have been because of that. I thought he was going to lose his job, frankly. Not because I thought he deserved to, just frankly, that's, you know, the reaction we have to domestic violence in this situation. But I said this with the Ezekiel Elliott situation, and I'll say it again here. You don't just punish people just because, you know, you say domestic violence. Domestic violence is a problem. No one is going to pretend that it's not a problem. But to me, I don't see how putting it on Urban Meyer solves anything in this situation. I'm sorry. If you want to get to – and it was this, and Ezekiel Elliott, at least, while – and also a guy who played at Ohio State, I think – you know, it's just coincidence, but, you know, at least with Ezekiel Elliott, why I don't think he really did anything. At least he might have. At least you're dealing with the two people who were, you know, quote unquote involved. This is a, I mean, this is not Urban Meyer's marriage. I'm sorry. You know, if there was anything that indicated Urban Meyer was actively trying to cover this up, I don't see it. You know, something else may come out, but again, if he was, you know, if he frankly knew that Zach Smith was just completely beating down his wife, and you know, allowed him to be around, then I'd say, okay, yeah, obviously, you know, for right or wrong, it doesn't really have, because he's the head coach and this is a subordinate. You know, that's just basic human decency. He would have to step in and do something, and I would, you know, really put the burden on him. Now, he may have been giving Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt, but that doesn't, that's not the same thing as actually, you know, actively covering things up. And again, the police, you know, were called 9 times, didn't press charges. What, like, where is the police in this situation? Actually, instead of blaming Urban Meyer, why don't we talk about why the police didn't step in and, you know, charge him those things? That would be actually something that would solve the issue of domestic violence, in my opinion, instead of just looking for the biggest name and trying to make a statement that way. It doesn't solve anything. I'm sorry. And all you're going to do is get people who are going to defend Urban Meyer. You're going to have the situation with Zach Smith today. We'll get into that in just a moment. Now we'll move on to the press conference. And look, I don't know it. You know, what is was all that, but what I will tell you is this: could this have been a situation where, and again, we're talking about 2009, 9 years ago, where these people were—I shouldn't say people—Zach Smith and Courtney Smith were in a relationship. It got bad. They supposedly tried to seek counseling. And again, they're holding Urban Meyer responsible because he remembers Courtney Smith being in a meeting that she wasn't from 2009. Come on, folks. But forget about that for a minute. Could this be a situation where Urban Meyer eventually, you know, tuned their marriage out? I mean, imagine if this is going on that long and all you're hearing is, you know, let's say that Courtney Smith, Zach Smith's wife, is telling Shelly Meyer all these things at once and informing her that, you know, she's getting, you know, beat down and all these sorts of things. And Zach Smith is, you know, telling Urban Meyer, oh, this, that, and the other thing, who knows what, you know. And Urban Meyer eventually just tuned the situation out and said, look, I can't deal with this. That, I mean, I think that that could have been what happened. And I certainly think, look, right or wrong, you play public relations. Ohio State had that happen. What Ohio State tried to do in this press conference was they tried to appease, you know, the situation. I shouldn't say appease. They tried to pacify the situation, obviously, and say, look, you know, domestic violence is terrible, these sort of things, but, you know, Urban Meyer takes medication. Urban Meyer may not have known, or, you know, he wasn't deliberately lying when he clearly lied when it comes to, you know, what Brett McMurphy, and that's something else we got to talk about. They tried to do all that. What would have been, you know, much simpler to me, and I think certainly plausible, and it might actually be what happened in this situation, was, look, yeah, when I was asked about it at Media Day, I didn't say anything because this is something that I haven't thought about in 3 years. I received the text, or I, you know, my wife told me about a text she had, but honestly, these people had a bad marriage, and I completely stopped caring about their marriage 3 years ago. Is that a mistake? In hindsight, yes. Did I know it was this bad, you know, going on? No, I completely, you know, and forgive the pun because it's not intended, I completely divorced myself from the situation, what was going on with Urban Meyer and or what was going on with Zach and Courtney Smith. So when I was asked the question, it's not that I was lying because I was looking to absolve myself of, you know, responsibility. I said, you know, these things because, frankly, I'm at Media Day. I'm not expecting this question. I don't know how to answer it because when my wife told me, frankly, yes, she told me. It's not that I believe my wife trustworthy or untrustworthy or I'm placing blame or I'm saying that anyone is lying or being mistruthful to me or I don't believe Courtney Smith, but frankly, I stopped caring about what was going on in these people's marriages. They got a divorce. You know, and when asked about it at Media Day, I didn't have a response because, frankly, it didn't concern me anymore. I think Ohio State had that out. They could have used that to their advantage. I certainly, frankly, I think that's what happened in this situation. And then move on from there. Now, we got to get into what Zach Smith was saying today. He went on a Twitter tirade. I put the article in the Facebook page so you can check that there and see all the tweets because, frankly, there's just so many. I'm not going to read through them all quickly, though, because he mentions Brett McMurphy in this. We also got to look at Brett McMurphy in this situation. He's giving, you know, basically Courtney Smith's side of the story. Brett McMurphy was out of a job, and, you know, it looks like he's trying to be relevant again now. Does that mean that these things didn't happen the way Brett McMurphy's saying? No, but you also have to look at the motives in these. And we've only heard, you know, Courtney Smith showing bruises. I'm sorry. Since when is, you know, a picture of someone with bruises on their body suddenly evidence that that's exactly how things went down? There's the old expression, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see. For some reason, though, when it's domestic violence, because I think this is important with the media, we've made it such a big thing that, no questions can be asked, that it's victim blaming these other things, that suddenly a picture of someone with bruises on them means anything. I mean, especially nowadays, I could take a picture and put a dog on my face. That doesn't make me a dog. That doesn't prove anything. So I think that Brett McMurphy was clearly trying to get back in the big games. Now, he also mentions Paul Feinbaum. Look, to me, I think Paul Feinbaum is a guy who doesn't really deserve a job. This is, you know, a guy who really does nothing but opens the airwaves up to, you know, crazy college football fans. And yeah, I'm going to say it, especially down in Alabama where he is. That's all he does. He just opens the phone lines up to let these people rant and rave about Alabama football year round because that's what they do in Alabama. And now he's making the statement about how bad. And look, Urban Meyer looks bad. I'm not going to pretend otherwise, but I don't even waste my time with Paul Feinbaum. He's just another guy who's probably making six figures and really doesn't deserve it. Excuse me, so forget about that. Now, as far as Zach Smith today, he's claiming that these things didn't happen. He's blaming the media. You know, I believe that the media deserves culpability in some things. I believe that the media does get things wrong. I don't believe in the quote-unquote fake news as everything's fake news, as, you know, has become this way. But we'll have to see. But certainly in this case, I'm going to lean more towards the side that the media is jumping the shark in this situation. And if I was Zach Smith, I'd say don't go in this Twitter tirade. You're not going to win. Let it all come out in court, man. This is clearly going to hurt him, but whatever. I mean, if I'm at the point where I didn't do these things, and he's saying that the kids are the real victims here, and then they're saying that Zach Smith's trying to make himself out to be a victim. Look, it's just no-win situation. I understand why Zach Smith is doing it, but it's not going to help, my man. It's not going to help you in this situation. But in saying it, and, you know, he's making a case that, you know, she basically lied and then he was getting into it with someone else. He's defending Urban Meyer. You know, I don't know what Zach Smith did or did not do. I don't even want to make it to be where I'm defending domestic violence or anything like this. But it's not Urban Meyer's responsibility. Regardless of what you want to think, you know, you want to say good old boys network, this sort of thing. If there was proof that he was actively covering these things up, I'd be like, okay, yeah, obviously there is a problem here. That's not what it is. To me, it's just becoming a situation of, now, did he try to cover up the lie he did at Media Day? Yes, but that is not the same thing. Of course, he was surprised at Media Day. They're like, well, he tried to delete text messages. Yeah, that's different. Trying to cover up the lie of what you said on Media Day is different than for 9 years covering up domestic violence, which it does not appear to be the case in this situation. I think people got to divorce themselves from that as well, and I don't mean to use that pun. We often see one cover-up and think it's the same as all cover-ups. No, he probably was not getting involved in their marriage anymore, got asked the question at Media Day he wasn't expecting, lied, got caught in that lie, and tried to cover it up. But this is where we are with domestic violence, and we really have to stop, you know, having this narrative base. This is why I, you know, do this, you know, little show here. We got to stop having this narrative base situation with everything, where we're making it this, that, and the other thing, black, white, and the alternate, you know, they call it black and white thinking, false dichotomy, whatever you want to have, that it's either yay or nay. There are many shades of gray. And I encourage anyone to look up a false dichotomy. This is what it is, where you make it, it's either yes or no when there's hundreds of shades of gray. They call it black or white thinking. And it's, you know, pretty self-explanatory, but you wouldn't believe how many people don't understand it. So we got Lewis on the line. Last 4-6-2-9-4, Lewis, what's happening, my man? Go ahead.
Good evening, Rich.
How's everything?
All right, but, you know, I felt like a lot – I don't know how many people thought that maybe he was going to get fired, but I thought for sure that Meyer was going to be fired, you know, last week. Instead, just got a three-game suspension, just more – nothing more than like a slap on the wrist.
Right.
And I think he should have he should deserve more.
No, go ahead. Finish your point.
He should deserve more of a stiffer penalty than that. I would at least suspend him for at least the whole season.
Well, before I get into that, why you come to that conclusion, honestly, to me, and I say this not as, you know, I'm trying to absolve him or anything, but I'm saying you either fire the guy or you don't suspend him at all. You get what I'm saying, Lewis? To me, I agree with the three games is just broken. Why do you think he should have been suspended? Or what? Why do you feel that he, you know, holds this responsibility? And, you know, because you said at least a season-long suspension. To me, a season, if they were going to go that far, then you just fire the guy. Why do you feel that?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I thought for sure he'd be fired because, look, I mean, he's been through this before with Ohio State, and I didn't think the board was going to be, you know, put up this before, because he's done this before with trouble with Ohio State. And the boy was like, okay, this is enough. We got to do something about this so it doesn't happen again. But they let him off too easy.
Wait, what else are you referring to at Ohio State? Or do you mean at Florida, the issues he's had there, which
you know, all the issues he's had in the past, including with Florida.
But so, what other issues at Ohio State are you talking about?
Well, he's had other problems with other schools during his tenure, and I think there's more than he's not telling us from the domestic abuse case. And it also turned out that the assistant coach was involved in a strip joint back in 2014, and this goes back to before with Meyer. So there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more that's going on than they're just telling us.
Okay, but I hate to break this to you, Lewis. Two guys, and none of them were Urban Meyer going to a strip club. To me, that's nothing at all. You know, if they were breaking recruiting rules by allowing maybe high school coaches to, you know, using money that's allocated for recruiting, you know, paying strippers that way, okay. But to me, Urban Meyer is not that's not his responsibility as well. But I'm curious, what do you feel someone in Urban Meyer's position that he was, what do you feel is his responsibility first off? And do you think that after, you know, almost 10 years of these things, the first one was in 2009, do you think it's not at all possible that Urban Meyer just said, look, I can't, like, these people clearly have their problems. He had recommended counseling. Obviously, they didn't. That was in 2009, after the 2009 incident. He recommended counseling. I mean, do you think that it's at all possible that after all this, he was like, I can't do it. Like, this is not – they have to work this out on their own. So there's two questions for you.
Yeah,
what
I
feel
think you're right about that.
Responsibility, and do you think that that's something that could have happened? Go ahead.
I think it's going to happen. But, you know, I mean, he should be held responsible. I mean, he is, you know, the head coach of the football team, and I think that, you know, the coaches have, you know, the most responsibility, and, you know, this whole thing could have been avoided if he just would have, you know, just, because, like you said, it's gone for 10 years, and, like, he should have said something about it.
Well, he did, though. But, I mean, and again, let me ask you, what, yes, the head coach has the most responsibility for what goes on in the program. Now, Zach Smith may have been an assistant coach.
Yes.
Well, again, that's their personal life, Lewis. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't – I don't draw the correlation. I know we want someone to blame. And let me ask you, where does law enforcement come in on this? Because supposedly they were called out 9 times without an arrest. So why are they suddenly – you get what I mean, Lewis? Why do we absolve law enforcement? And especially – and, Lewis, you live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar. I know it's like this in other states as well. In New Jersey, if you show up at a house and someone is injured, okay, you have to – whoever's not injured, I mean, you got to make sure that there's two people. But, you know,
right.
If we're talking about what's, you know, an obvious domestic abuse case, someone's going to jail. The cop doesn't even have to see you hit somebody. So, I mean, now, does that mean – I'm not saying that doesn't mean that it didn't happen, but – you don't put any – you put more responsibility on Urban Meyer, who maybe after 10 years said, look, I can't – and he did say something. You put more responsibility on him than, say, law enforcement? Hey, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Maybe you probably shouldn't put more responsibility on him with that. But still, I mean, what happened, you know, doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying that Urban Meyer doesn't, you know, deserve some sort of culpability. And like I said, I think the press conference was a disaster. But to me, it's almost like Urban Meyer, the only thing he's guilty of is, you know, not helping as much. It's like Urban Meyer is almost put in a position where if he didn't fix this, everything's going to be on it. You know what I mean? Some things are just
– right.
And Urban Meyer, Lewis, he could have been as involved as, you know, people would want him to be in this situation, and the problem still might not have been fixed. So that's what I'm saying. It's like a lose-lose for the guy. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know. I think it's a tough one. Lewis, we only have a couple more minutes.
There is no easy answer to this.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to finish a point on that. If you want to go into anything else on your mind, go ahead. We got a few more minutes.
Like I said, there was no easy answer to that at all. I mean, like you said, it's a lose-lose situation. So
yeah, he's in a tough spot in this situation. I mean, he almost is. You know, he would have had to have fixed it, and to me, that's not. The only way he's winning is if he fixes something that, to me, is not his responsibility. He's not a counselor. He's not, you know, a family therapist. He's a head football coach. So,
yeah.
Anything else, Lewis?
Well, interesting question has come up yesterday. Now, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he wants an 18-game regular season and said that it would be a good thing for the – it would fit the players better physically to have a longer regular season. But I'm thinking, isn't that going to contribute to more injuries on the field if that happens?
Well, I don't know what the I heard about it. Was, I didn't read the article. I don't know if he mentioned expanding rosters. I don't know if they had mentioned cutting down on preseason. And I think – especially now, we know we've seen how hot it or felt how hot it's been. I think that's something that really has to be looked at. So these, you know, the NFL's trying to squeeze every dollar they can. That's, you know, another issue for another time. But they're trying to get all these dollars out of preseason games. So if you cut that down, especially practicing and training in this, I mean, man, I was just at work and I was exhausted today. So, granted, I'm not a world class athlete, but I'm in pretty good shape and these practicing. So I think that is something that may help the players in that one. If you're playing two more games at the end of the year when the weather is obviously a little colder, I don't know if he mentioned expanded rosters. I don't know if and obviously another bye would have to be involved in that situation. Frankly, I've heard the helmet rule. I know that it's an issue. I know it's going to be an issue in the season. I haven't watched much preseason. Haven't seen a hit to really draw to that. The NFL, if they want to, they had their chance with player safety. The biggest thing is that they were sending guys back with concussions, which no one wants to talk about. I would look at a situation like bringing the quarters down to 12. I think that is something that could really help with the player safety. Bring the quarters down, or even 10 minutes. I know it's going to shorten the game, but you're still getting your money regardless. People are going to tune in. You're just going to fill it with commercials anyway, which is what the NFL does. So,
right.
did he give why he said that, Lewis, or what reasons he gave that would help with the players?
I'm saying, is it going to help or hurt him more? Because I think more games will just may lead to more injuries.
Yeah, no, I'm saying what I didn't read any articles associated with. I'm saying, did he give specifics to why he feels that would help with the players?
That's all he was saying right now. But in any event, I don't think you'll see any change until at least the collective bargaining agreement at the end of 2021. So right now, it doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, I don't even think the players are going to sign that. I'd be shocked if, we're not in for a labor strike. But asking me that question, again, I didn't read whatever specifics, Lewis. It's the only thing I could see is you possibly expand the rosters, you shorten preseason a bit, maybe
they would shorten two preseason games.
Yeah, I mean, if you help it that way, you're not working as hard during these summer months, maybe an expanded roster, and maybe that extra bye week. I don't know. If you kind of go, six games, bye week, six games, bye week, then you would have, a max of 9 games left, including the Super Bowl, if my math's correctly, do it something like that.
Yes.
Or if we're looking around 23 games, 8 weeks bye week, 8 weeks bye week, and that, again, the 23, if you bump it to 18, so I guess 22 would be the max. So you're looking at about 7 weeks and a split. Maybe you go 7 weeks, give them 2 weeks off. I mean, the NFL schedule will run into March. Maybe they're concerned about the XFL. I don't think that's the case, but I don't know. Also don't want to make the league long. So I don't know. Lewis, anything else real quick? You got about 30 seconds.
That's about it. So I'll let you go, and I'll say goodnight.
All right, Lewis, thanks as always. And Lewis has his enhanced sports show. Lewis, I won't be able to call in. I'm going to the U.S. Open this weekend, but make sure to check that out. He has his enhanced sports show on the network. Check the Facebook page. All right, good topic tonight. Glad we got that in. Glad we got Lewis's opinions. And we will see you all next week. And we will be on the eve of the NFL season starting. Thank you all very much. Have a good one. Bye.